decided, they told me to dump off.
It's a very informal discussion, and it's not supposed to be heavy duty. All you have to do is answer the questions, and it's about 10 minutes long. Brush, first off, I wanted to ask you, since you're starting a hockey program, why will it have more success in the university setting here than we've seen?
UA sign off, and the statewide administration sign off, and UA advisory board sign off, and the students sign off and say, this is what we want, and if it's exactly what the legislators would like in the next delegation, then there's no point in going through that process. And I'm not trying to put you in the... I've been in the discussions, and although we haven't done it, we can redo a lot of it, and we can do some more of it, and I'm hearing that it would be easier, let me put it this way, and be more palatable to draw the traditional stuff at the beginning, and then try to phase in another one in the second phase, perhaps.
I think that statement is true as to whether the delegation is... amenable to reason. I always presume that it is. I only lose 2 out of 3. I think that it may be, and that's why I wanted to look at the operating cost and the capital cost, because if there's something there, we should share that information with our colleagues. But there is a strong, present disposition at Juno on this subject.
This is just for Anchorage, not for Juno. Yes, Juno wants to go their own way.
Just for Anchorage, yeah.
I might point out again that when this was discussed, what was it, a week ago on last Thursday, I was the only person who questioned the overwhelming commitment to dormitories. And I didn't necessarily say, I don't want dormitories. I just said, no, wait a minute, there's another way of going. But aside from me, everyone else was on the dormitory side.
It's true.
Or silent.
Okay. If there's nothing further on this, then I'd like to proceed with another item. We want to talk to the university family about budget matters. And Dr. Oswald, how would you like to proceed? You can either talk about capital or operating, whichever gives you most concern. Our objective is to be really aware of your problems. And able as part of the Anchorage delegation to make sure that they've adequate funding.
I appreciate that very much. I don't know how one ranks operating or capital in terms of their concerns. So since we've been talking about capital areas, I would like to deal with the remaining parts of the capital matters. I believe that at some point all of you have received copies of the university's Red Book. Everyone in the legislature is supposed to receive.
Is that last year or this year?
This year's.
No, what is it on this year?
Your staff is protected.
No, there you go.
You haven't received it?
Yeah, I'll be right.
No.
Okay.
We had short forms, don't we?
All right, well, that comes from
the quick topic.
You have the short, you all have short forms with you?
There's also a capital budget for the...
Could I borrow that? So we're working on the same piece of paper that you are.
Well, let's take 5 minutes and we'll get the material.
Good.
Yeah, make sure we're all...
Thank you. emphasize something that Regent Rasmussen said, that while the Anchorage Park ISAR will be reporting to UAA, its statewide mission doesn't change. Statewide responsibility. It's a good parallel, for example, to Justice Center, which is part of this campus. It has a statewide mission and responsibilities. Moreover, as a research center, research institute, it's our viewpoint that its membership need not be limited to members of the UAA faculty or the Anchorage-based portion of ISER. There is no reason whatsoever that people from thank you.
about an alteration with main rates.
511, the governor's bill.
Staff alluded to that one earlier. That is an $8 million item for a physical plant building. The physical plant building served both UAA and ACC were it to exist. It was on a 1975 bond issue, which unfortunately failed. And so the physical plant support facilities have been in the ACC Voltech area ever since then. And what we need to do is to get the physical plant support facilities out of the ACC classroom area and into a central location.
What are we actually talking about? What facilities are these?
These are the shops and the storage areas, the work areas, the unthrilling things that you just simply have to run all the facilities we have on these two campuses. Because we have to have it. Where do you put the snow removal machines, and where do you maintain them, and so on? It is not drilling stuff, but it is absolutely essential, and it will be very thrilling to ACC if they start using that square footage for classroom use for which it was originally intended.
Are we basically talking warehouse here?
No, it's more sophisticated than that. It's maintenance facilities, garage facilities, areas where you do small construction and then you move it out.
Can I put my statewide hat on here now? We as regents have prioritized what we felt as the major buildings that are needed statewide. And you will see in the first eight we're all to Fairbanks. There's gonna be some flat from the areas outside of Angus to Fairbanks, but I might remind you all that we have funded quite a few buildings outside of the Anchorage in Fairbanks in the last 2-3 years. We Kenai, Matsu, Kodiak, Ketchikan, and what have you. And all these buildings kind of are perked up. And this is how we got up there. If you look at the last 2 years, you'll see the Bush or the Upper Anchorage Fairbanks being the higher priority than these. If on a practical basis, if you were to draw a line and say we'll fund the first five, whether we do or not, that's $55.6 million plus the $22 million we've asked for the renovation trip is $77 million, right like that. Irrespective of ACC, really critical needs. And then with the planning money that they would get, then you'd hopefully next year you drop another lot of funds down to the next spot, fund another 70 million foot feet. But it doesn't work that way. So, because I know what's going to happen is that we haven't done something up at Kupferdinero, and we haven't done something over at Fort Yukon, and we haven't done something down in Kenai or whatever lately. And that's, and so we put a word here though. We have done that in the past. We've done very generously. But these are really the current needs that we see it right now. And I don't know whether the statewide should be in Fairbanks, should be down here or whatever, but there have been, that's their legislation. Their legislation has to be for that, so to speak. Right? But we think that
you have a fire during a regular working time period, there's no problem. There's all sorts of people that can direct individuals. If you've got a fire on a weekend when somebody isn't there, then the building fire alarm can ring and ring and ring, and that's just great, but nothing's going to happen. So we have considerable concern about this particular matter. We have another matter. UA now has begun to mature in the university. We have laboratories, for example, that run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They must. There are people, very few people, that have to be in those laboratories during those times. The computer laboratories, for example, where the students work on computers, they've got to operate 24 hours a day. We do not have the best of security 24 hours a day. What this plan does for us is it does three very important things. It sets up a remote sensing situation in each building with a centralized computer and with a centralized not a switchboard, so to speak, but a place where there will be a person 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Those sensors will monitor three very important things for us. First, they'll monitor questions of fire. If there's a fire someplace, the central picks it up and it goes immediately to the central situation. Secondly, if a door that should not be open comes open at the wrong time, or if somebody goes through a window, there will be sensors that will pick this up. And it'll be possible to dispatch a security person to the location. And the third thing it does is it will monitor the efficient use of utilities. If somebody leaves a window open in the middle of winter, as people do, the sensors will pick this up, that you've got a heat lock someplace, and somebody can go and close the window, and so on. It can also do much more than that. It's a sophisticated system which monitors the time the pump should go on, the switch should go on, in terms of effective use of utilities. So it's a very sophisticated matter, It's an important matter to us, and if it is not funded this year, you can be sure you'll be hearing from us over and over again, because it's a real core point to us. The question of loss of buildings, the theft which we have to cope with, but most important in that area, the safety of those people who have to work in the buildings 24 hours a day.
Seems like that would impact your risk insurance and some other things.
I would certainly think so. Under 85.4, regions would fund from 4.1 down, depending on the available fund.
Yes, sir.
All right, are there questions on the capital?
If not, just kind of the operating.
Yeah, great. If we're going to add a faculty position for whatever reason, we compute what the cost of that position is in terms of compensation, salary plus benefits. And roughly, we budget about $50,000 per faculty position for that part. Then the next thing we do is we compute then, are we happy by formula now because we've done some careful internal budget analysis, what are the direct costs of that faculty position? By direct costs, we mean secretarial support, supplies, direct impact costs within the academic delivery of that position. And we calculate that as basically 50% of the cost of a position. So basically then we go from 50,000 to 75,000. And the next thing we do is we compute, and we do this now by formula agreed with the statewide administration, the indirect costs of that faculty position. And let me give you an example. There's impact in the business affairs area of handling that particular payroll situation, handling the business transactions involved that individual, for instance, but also that individual citizen's salary, and eventually they retire, you can replace that person with an assistant professor. And same thing with support staff. At University of Alaska, policy, the workload is broken up into five parts. Three parts. Service. So the normal teaching load is three courses per semester, and that is basically Yeah.
then 102% of that is a 35-4. If we come down to the general fund, let's go back to your letter, and it shows on the second page, 26-320, which was general fund program receipts for general fund match, which equals the 26-320, and the governor then allowed 24-351 or 24-370 with the program receipts.
Let me see where I'm catching it here.
Compared to page one of the letter. On page one, bottom line, the university page 14. Explained on page 30, which is two pages behind it, to get to the 26-320. But in the front of page 14, you come down to the general fund and a couple of front funds. That's the things that are on page 20.
Would you like to have that?